Hello and welcome to Goddess Resurrection. My name is Britta and I am your host. And today's episode is episode number 10 of season two. And we are talking about New Earth love. New Earth love. Yes. But before we get into it, hello, my gorgeous sisters. How are you? I hope you are breathing and feeling and allowing yourself this wonderful journey, this wonderful process of ascension that we are currently moving through. It's a very powerful time on earth. We have never ascended while in human form. So it seems to be this space of the unknown. And I'm saying this because just earlier I was in a session with a client and she was saying, Britta, you've got to do an ascension group, a help group for ascension. And I was like, that's a good idea. I might do that. Because she felt that she wasn't really able to speak with anybody about it. She wasn't really able to, find information on it. She wasn't really able to connect and she felt very alone. So I get that. No, you're not alone. You are not alone. All of us are ascending to different levels, to different degrees, depending on where we are at in our healing process, in our consciousness raising, right? It depends on each individual timing of each individual soul, and all of us souls have our own timing. So let's go ahead and let's dive in and focus onto the breath. Go ahead and focus onto your breath and relax into your breath. Slow it down. Move your body a little bit if necessary. If you feel like you want to, just, breathe into any kind of tension. And from here, stay in the breath. As I will hopefully try to remember to keep reminding you, but as I go into my flow, I might not remember. We'll see how it goes. Now, as we're all breathing together, let's just really address the fact that none of us are alone. We are all of us in this together. We are all in this process, in this ascension process. That's why we are here. You are here at this time to be a part of this ascension journey, this ascension time. And so know that you are not alone. And if you are feeling alone, the feeling of loneliness is, of course, ego, right? Because ego separates. And learning to recognize ego, learning to breathe away from the ego is an important part of this ascension practice. But from here, I want to get into the subject of love because love is the consciousness of light. Love holds many forms. Love appears through many layers in different ways. If you think of yourself as goddess, right? What does it mean, goddess, right? Goddess resurrection, what is that? It means that I am inviting you into your conscious ascension. And through this conscious ascension, you are embodying more of your light. And this is really what makes you a goddess. This goddess work is not so much about you having to be any specific reincarnation of any goddess we've known. You being here in a human form, you being here in a female form already makes you a goddess. Whether you are conscious of it right now or not depends on where you are at. But know that as you are embodying more of your light, through the purging process, through the shadow work, through the deeper healing, through the realigning of your thinking, through the conscious feeling and grounding practices, you will embody more and more light. And as you are embodying more and more light, you are actually bringing in more and more of your higher consciousness, of the higher places of your existence, the divinity that you really are, the source vibration that you already are, always have been, always will be. You are bringing that into this human form. And this is going to then allow you to become more and more of the expression of your divine light, of your divinity, which is goddess at this time. Because we are also in the time of the goddess, right? Age of Aquarius is the return of the goddess. And the goddess returns to Earth when it's a big deal. Goddess returns to Earth when there's a huge transformation or event unfolding. And so, yes, there are many, many reincarnations of goddesses present here on Earth at this time. However, that's not what we're going to focus on, because we don't want to have any one of you feel separate or left out or unknown, right? It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you've been. Those were all just earthly incarnations that were named. You, in your essence, you, in your light, are divinity. And that is what you are embodying now. And so when we're talking about the new earth, remember that the new earth consciousness is an elevated vibration. It's a much higher frequency than what we have been living here on earth, right? It was a very dense vibration. It was a very survival of the fittest, suffering, victim consciousness experience. Earth has been a rough place. Slowly but surely, we're now going to shift into higher frequency consciousness, which means new earth experience is really that of a higher light frequency embodiment, consciousness of self as source, as divinity, as light. And with that comes the consciousness of love, right? Because the consciousness of light, of divinity, is love. Love is infinite. The amount of love that you really are, you will never be able to embody it into this human form fully. It would make your body burst. It would, you know, burst your biology. Your biology at this time is not able to embody these high, 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 high frequencies that are really then of the oneness, right? Because in the highest forms of us, we are oneness. But we are here to embody as much and as high of a frequency as we're working toward, as our soul has intended, as we are aiming to do. Right? And so there is no limit. There is no limit to how much light you are able to embody. There is no limit to how high the frequency of you can become. As we are now in this new earth experience that we are anchored in, right? So know that you will feel the difference. Know that you will notice the difference to other people, to, you know, other people that are still in victim consciousness, to other people that are still stuck in karmic or suffering experiences. Know that that's okay. Everything is timely. It doesn't mean separate or different is better or worse. It simply means we need to allow this difference. We need to move into a space of acceptance. Yes, because love is unconditional acceptance. Love is patience. Love is wisdom. Love is that space within yourself. When you are calm, when you are compassionate, when you are understanding of what is happening, yet at the same time, not needing to attach, not needing to feel responsible, not needing to feel, you know, there needs to be a quote, none of that, right? Letting yourself be in your own process, on your own journey as the soul that you are. And from this place, you will feel guided where to help and where to assist and what to do, which is then your soul's calling. But so let's come back to love. So the love that you are is, of course, dependent on your light embodiment. And as you're embodying more light, you probably have already noticed it, that your heart is opening more and that you are feeling more compassion, that you are feeling more sensitive, right? Because this beautiful consciousness of love is also connecting you to the hearts of other beings, other souls, to the compassion, right? You're going to feel more compassionate. You're going to feel more connected to all of us as one. And so the new earth love is something where you're going to want to really trust yourself, right? Because being in this space of your own journey and your own transformation, the most important thing that you need to continue to practice is self-love, self-compassion, self-support, self-observation. And it's really how you are responding to yourself, how you are responding to the parts of you that are still needing to be healed, the parts of you that are still needing to be neutralize, the energies that are still needing to be neutralized, the parts of you that are still needing to be integrated, right? Because this new earth experience, this new earth consciousness is that of you being in love, you being love, you responding to yourself, to any shadow that's coming up from within yourself with love, with compassion, with understanding, with wisdom, with acceptance, so that you can move yourself through your purging, through your process, deeper and deeper and further more, right? It's a continuous practice. And so the more that you are able to welcome yourself and understand that these are all just energies that are now needing to be transformed, right? Because any shadow, any what we may consider darkness, anything that we may have lived that's coming up from other lifetimes or that we are recognizing within ourselves now, it's just all part of what needs to be transformed, right? Because the new earth experience is of higher frequency, is of much more light embodiment, which means no, you cannot continue to justify negative thoughts, fearful thoughts, negative words, fearful words, knee-jerk, fearful, reactive reactions to people, places, and things. No matter how much you will want to justify it, you need to then in that moment remember that, okay, is that of love? Is my response of love? If you know that the answer is no, if you're hearing from within yourself that the answer is no, that means this is something that you now want to welcome, you now want to address, you now want to work with within yourself, right? And so these parts of us that have lived in darkness, that have lived in lack, that have lived in victim consciousness are being brought to the surface at this time. There is no way around it. And that's a good thing, right? So when you come from a place of love, when you really see through the eyes of your light, you will welcome it with open arms. You will say, oh, goody. Oh, here's another part. Let me see how we can now work with you, right? Because all of these parts from other lives, from pain, from suffering, from victim, from fear, Yes, these parts of you hold wisdom, hold attributes, hold strengths. We just want to fine tune them. We just want to, you know, get them onto the same page into illumination so they can still be the strengths. They can still be the warning. They can still be the, you know, boundary awareness. They can still be all of these wonderful attributes that make you whole. But they cannot continue to operate from fear. They cannot continue to operate from victim consciousness, right? All of the wonderful attributes that they bring forth now need to be and want to be illuminated, integrated into you, into your light, which will create a greater sense of wholeness, a greater sense of authentic empowerment. And so from this place, you will be able to communicate everything, but from a place of love. Because love in the past, in the old paradigm, has been very misunderstood, right? So love in the past was oftentimes labeled as weak and a doormat and overgiving and overpleasing and trying to, you know, be accepted. And so that is not the case at all anymore within the new earth paradigm. It was never the case, but it played into the illusion of the old paradigm very well. Right. So now, as we're in the new earth paradigm, now that we're in this new earth existence and consciousness, and we're still growing into it more and more and more, of course. This new earth experience is going to have you think and speak and choose more and more and more from a loving place. Now, a loving place never means you're not speaking your truth. It never means you're not voicing what it is that you need. It doesn't mean you say yes, yes, yes to everybody and everything. It does not mean that. Love is your authenticity. Love doesn't mean nice. Love means authentic. So you are going to become more and more authentic and more aligned with your truth and your needs and your depth of wisdom and guidance. And so all of this is now going to become an expression of you. And the more that you are working with these integrations of all of the past shadows and darknesses, whatever we have lived, right? We've all had plenty of those experiences, and that is good and well. Now these parts are being integrated. And so let's say the part of you that is very, very, very aggressive on boundaries. Because in another lifetime, that part of you was always overrun, overshadowed, not listened to, right? Not respected. And so therefore, it became a very suffering victim consciousness dark place. As you're healing this part of yourself lovingly, compassionately, with acceptance, learning from that part of you, illuminating it means we're releasing the suffering, we're healing the torture, the trauma, we're healing the old unresolved and unaddressed and unprocessed emotions, right? These energies are now being healed, which then allows for this part of you to become open to your light integration. Then from here, this part of you is able to make you feel when you are not honoring your boundary or when another person is not honoring your boundary. And so then once when you feel this and you recognize it and you're, this doesn't feel good, right? You're still now able to have this wonderful attribute, there, you feel it, you recognize it, but coming from a place of love, you're now able to say no. Or you're able to say, that doesn't work for me. How about this? Or, you know, it depends on the situation, depends on the circumstance. Of course, you know, it may be, you know, I'm going to have to walk away from this, or let's try it a better way or a different way, right? There are so many different ways in which, of course, you're going to set a boundary, and boundaries are flexible. Boundaries are always open for growth and expansion and, you know, new adjustments. So this is just an example. But love is the most powerful force in existence because it is light. And the more that we are operating from this authentic place, communicating our needs, our truth, our boundaries, our, you know, how is this going to work, or a solution-based focus, in a calm way, in a grounded way, in a confident way, because also your light and the love consciousness that you really are is the worth, right? So you will not be able to operate from a lack place any longer, right? So to really be in this self-worth, to really speak from this self-worth as the goddess, right? That is the key. And so to make this a playful thing, to make it a fun thing, to make it a thing for yourself, be playful with it. You know, imagine, visualize, play make believe that you are this goddess, but you are the goddess that is operating from light. You are the goddess that is operating from love, right? You are the goddess that is operating from authenticity. You are the goddess that is operating from this sense of self and worth, right? So from this place, with this clarity and with this strength and with this authentic empowerment, you can play that. You can have any conversation. And it's okay if it's in the beginning, if it's still a little difficult, if it's still a little challenging, that's okay, right? Work your way into it. You're going to get better and better and better still. Speaking your truth, expressing how you feel or what you're seeing for, you know, the future unfoldment. And so as long as you stay in this breath connection that I hope you are still in, always ask yourself, always check in with yourself, because you, the self-love practice, is your number one focus, has to be your number one focus, because by doing this, you will continue to embody more and more and more of your own light. So you can be playful with yourself. And remember that playing goddess, or, you know, embodying goddess, is not so much about putting on makeup or wearing a dress or high heels. Although, you know, it may help the feeling of it and may help that, you know, sense of it. You know, it oftentimes helps women to, you know, just feel a little bit more in their feminine energy. But this is continuously your feminine energy practice, right? Because it is through the feminine energy that you access your light, that you open your heart. And then from this space of breath, of feminine energy center, of light flow, breath and grounding from this place, you use the masculine energy and you speak what it is that you're wanting to express. Now, the thinking is very important, because when we're talking about self-love, you have to continue to catch yourself. You must continue to self-observe. Keep checking your thoughts, keep checking your judgments, keep checking your ways in which you are so used to shutting down, so used to running away, or anxiously attaching keep catching yourself in the ways in which you are aloof, or in the ways in which you are defending, or becoming sad, or becoming angry. Keep catching yourself in these ways of thinking that are deep, deep, deep patterning, right? And so all of you is ascending, your mental body, your emotional body, your energetic body, your physical body, your ego body, all of you is ascending, and all of you has to be brought onto the same page. And so staying in your love alignment, staying in yourself as the light flow, is going to become easier and easier and easier. But nevertheless, it is a process. It is a process. And so if it is easier in the beginning to play make believe, right? You are this goddess. And let's say it's hard for you to take certain steps or have certain conversations. Practice it. Practice it for yourself. And if it does help, you know, put on that dress, you know, put on the makeup and let yourself really feel your feminine energy, move your body a little bit and keep breathing. And then from there, stay in this inner connection and how am I responding to this as my goddess? How am I perceiving this as my goddess? How am I going to express this from my goddess? How am I going to receive this as my goddess? Really play with it. You can even have little practice runs in front of the mirror at home, you know, because remember, it is a practice and you're going to get better and better and stronger and easier with it as you go along, right? And have fun with it. That's the most important thing. Don't be impatient with yourself. Remember, love is patient. Yes. So that you can really be this practice for yourself first. The more you can be patient with yourself, the more you can catch old thinking with unconditional acceptance, the better. Catch it with unconditional acceptance and ask yourself, is this really how my divine, is this really how my light, is this really how my goddess would think? Is this from love? Is this a loving thought? No, it's not. Okay. Recognize that thought. That thought pattern will come back. Recognize all of those old thought patterns. They will come back. You know your patterning. You know your conditioning. You know how you slip back into density. You know how you slip back into the old paradigm. And that's okay. That's okay, because you are in the transformational process. There is no such thing as perfection, and you are here to continuously grow. Remember, there is no end to how much light you can embody. Remember, there is no lid to how much love you can be. And again, I want to just stretch this again, because this is very important. Love does not mean weak. If you feel that need to get your point across and to be the one that's right and to win, and this has to happen at a certain time, this is my attachment, just recognize that too and know that that's all ego, right? And so ego empowerment can feel good in the moment, right? But it's a very quick fix. This is something for you to be, please, very, very, very cautious of, because, you know, that feel good of, yeah, I did that, or that quick fix satisfaction, or that, oh, yeah, you know, I let them have it. Oh, yeah, I yelled at them and I feel good about it, right? That quick fix, or even like, you know, being super, super busy, busying yourself. Remember, the masculine energy is always going to push for productivity, 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 more, 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 schedule, schedule, schedule. All of these old ways, this is all old ego conditioning. not going to work in the new earth paradigm, not going to be in alignment with the new earth love. So be sure to catch that, to clock that. You have to be in unconditional observation of all of the ways in which you have that quick fix, feel good, but deep down you kind of know that that was shitty. Ugh. Deep down you kind of know that that really wasn't the high road. Deep down you kind of know that that really was kind of like not of your goddess, right? Allow that process to, allow that back and forth to, it's okay. Again, acceptance and patience, being loving, being supportive with yourself through this process, as you then allow yourself to become more and more and more loving, more and more calm, more and more centered, more and more connected to your breath, more and more calm and grounded in your presence. And when you are in this space of calm and grounded presence, when you are in this beautiful light flow of your breath, connection with yourself, you will begin to see and sense and feel and recognize and know that when you're staying calm, when you're authentic in a calm way, when you're truthful, but present and clear and maybe strong, but still respectful. When you're really beginning to practice this way of responding to yourself and the world, you will feel authentic empowerment. You will really begin to feel the difference between ego power, which is just quick fix. It's going to make you feel shitty and wanting to apologize the next day or 2 days later for sure. And authentic empowerment. You really owning yourself, you really being in control of yourself, right? And so this authentic empowerment, this sense of, yeah, this is anything but weak. This is really the place I want to be in. This is really the place I want to operate from. This is really the place I want to, you know, really stay in and get to more often and more often still. That's it. That's it. It doesn't look to control. It doesn't look to be right or better than or less than. It doesn't look to have attachment or expectation. It doesn't look to be dependent on the external. Same with your thinking, right? Because thinking is always focusing on the external. Catch that so that you can really stay focused on yourself. Is this from a loving place? Is this from my love? Is this from my light? Is this a loving way of perceiving, of responding, of choosing? Right. And so have this be the continuous practice for yourself. And so to be from as much love as possible with yourself and others, it is only going to strengthen you. It is only going to illuminate you. It is only going to help you manifest everything you want, everything that is your highest potential, your highest timeline. Moving you straight into your new earth experience, which is prosperity, health, joy, love, excitement and fun for life and true appreciation and understanding for yourself and where everybody else is at, not needing to ever take it personal again. Remember to be patient. It is a process. It's a journey, and it's going to take a little bit of time because you're not only repatterning yourself in this lifetime, you are repatterning all lifetimes. From here, I hope you are still breathing. Let's end it with our uniting breath that you will also need to integrate into everyday moments and doings. Yes, every meeting, every conversation, you can be in the breath and it'll be the most normal thing, right? You can adjust your sentences. You can adjust everything you're doing to and with the breath, because the breath is your connection to your open heart, to your center, to your light flow, to your clarity, to the space of love and light from within. Good. So from here, thank you. Thank you for your time, your energy, your presence. And I am grateful for you as I'm sending love and light blessings to you and yours. Hugs and kisses. Ciao for now.